Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Yo, bitch blowing down my line, she want me busting down. Told her I was busting these plays, she want me busting now. She thinking cause she sucked it good and I'm a cuffer now. Bitch, I'm married to the game, let me say my fucking vows. I vow to break bread with my niggas, stack his paper. I vow to never trust no niggas, niggas traitors. I vow a nigga trap me, I send his ass to his maker.
We back with another one. It's the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm B-Fans. I got my co-host and my companion, my friend.
It's your boy Lazy, man, and we back with a legendary.
Legendary.
You always say special. A legendary guest, man.
Yeah.
Louisville's finest. Up East finest.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself, my brother.
Man, I know what it is, man. East End legend, man. 86 Snot, man.
And he came, he brought all his jewelry, he brought every, he said, I'm wearing every piece of jewelry I got, man. I
thank you for that, man.
We had to cut the lights off because it was shining too hard. You see them lights, you know, fucking camera up.
Hey, man, y'all asked for this. Y'all asked for everybody that we could get that's legendary. And that's why I didn't want to say special, because it's a legendary. And he's a positive nigga, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thing, bro. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Can't complain, my brother.
So,
all right. So let's talk about the Dirt Bowl. Let's get into the man, because I was down the Dirt Bowl. I mean, you know, this niggas chirping in the crowd, man. They was like, oh man, they loaded and you went into the bag. Niggas is getting 500 of practice.
Oh Lord.
Man, I don't know what it is, man. But they were just, you know. So how'd you, you know, come to, you know, get so much talent on one team? And then they won by 20 and didn't have their best player.
Probably I say 85 to 95% of the team is pure East End bred niggas. Like, so, you know, I don't gotta pay them. They
right,
yeah. You know, they want to play. Like, it's
right.
It's the love. It's, you know, bragging rights.
Like I said before, camera though, like, everybody won't play on the winning team though. Everybody ain't gonna sign up to go in, like, it's our first year. Shit, let me go with the niggas that won.
Yeah, you know,
especially they can get on.
And then, like, I'm trying to think, like. I'm trying to think of the new people that we got. Even the, who do we got new? We got a little nigga Jamil.
Yeah, Jamil, yeah. Uh-huh.
He played with some of my East End people at Ballard.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of, and then we got, who do we got new? Well, they going to say Day by Day, but he's really an original.
Yeah.
He just ain't played with us the last 2 years.
Sloan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really an original.
Yeah.
And who else we got? That's new. We got a young dog, Lee Twine. And Frost East End bred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, everybody else really, it's East End bred. Like, we might add a new practice, but, you know, I kind of know what it takes to win a Dirt Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, I try to just put, like, together the best team that.
Man, I ain't never played the Dirt Bowl,
man. Compete.
When you mean, like, what it means, would it take, like, you, like, certain players or, you know, certain.
Yeah, because you gotta understand it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's concrete.
Right.
Gotta understand that some days calls ain't gonna go your way.
Facts. Right.
It's a lot of pushing, it's a lot of shoving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of aggressive basketball.
It is.
So, you know, I try to put
some dogs in there, yeah.
Along with skill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I just try to put it all together.
Because, you know, that concrete and then wind outside, them jump shooters, I don't, you know what I mean? I figure you got to the best players out there can get to that bucket. You know what I mean? And because I'm a referee myself, and I'm like, damn, they letting these, you know, they let them play for real, for real. You know, they are.
Right.
They'll blow a whistle every once in a while, but you out there on your own for real. You know. Yeah.
Especially an organization like the Dirt Bowl. Like the Dirt Bowl is known to have the best and toughest niggas that's gonna hoop for real. Like yeah. Some people think it's like you. That's why I never get in, because it's like I'm not no hooper.
Yeah, nigga, you know? Can hoop. Nigga,
yeah, I can inside, hoop. Outside. I can hoop, but. Not like, you feel me? You get niggas out there that don't mind playing in the heat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Peak of the summer, hottest day of the summer, and you got a game or two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I look for dogs because, like, you know, if you do watch our game, start a game, we pressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, so I like dogs. Like,
yeah.
So they probably be like, why they so deep? Because it's hot out there, for one.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I get the next set of five in, guess what we going to do?
Yeah.
Press.
Yeah.
I like, you know, we like the.
Yeah, keep them fresh legs.
Yeah, that's it.
How many ships have you went up there?
Four. Working on my fifth one.
Damn. That's what's up, man. That's a hell of a record, man. That's a hell of a record. So do you like the feel of the old Dirt Bowl or the new? Just the feel of it, you know, the announcing, the, you know what I mean?
It's the same announcing, ain't it?
Nah.
Nah.
Hell no. Remember dudes like bang.
He still do it, but yeah. He shares it now with
okay.
Ray Vine. Then sometimes you get Lil Dre, which is East End.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all covered everything else. Upper.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think though, because the old feel is that feel, but you know, I'm gonna say the new because of course I took over the organization. And
yeah.
You know, we've been dominating. I ain't gonna lie, like we have. Like that's I can honestly say it. Like,
so how long ago did you take it over?
What? 16?
So in 8 years, you done won 5 ships?
I'm working on my fifth one.
Oh, you working on your fifth one?
So
okay.
I think I won 16, 17, 18. And then, of course, other people won 19. I think BAU might have won 19.
Business as usual.
And then I think maybe.
It's COVID, they canceled it, didn't they?
Yeah, and then I think the Splash Brothers won. And then I think Newberg might have won twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we won last year.
Okay. I remember when Newberry won about 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But outside of the Dirt Bowl, man, you I feel like you one of them guys that you never got Hollywood on your city, in your section.
Right.
From like, man, you do music.
Right.
You know what I mean? You did the battle rap. Like, mm-hmm. You still doing music? You still?
Yeah, I'm still doing music. I love music.
Yeah.
So, like honestly, I never really, I ain't gonna say I never took it serious, but I never took it serious. As maybe I should have.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I just enjoy doing music. So, honestly, I never, like, wanted to be, like, a famous rapper. Like, I just love to do it. Like,
right.
I ain't
right.
never really. And that's, I kind of regret it, though, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, so, when I do see younger guys that's into music, I try to tell them, like, one thing I do regret is at a younger age is not really putting my all into it.
Right.
You know, because it can change your life.
Yeah.
You know? But I just love music. Like, you know, like growing up, I never really watched TV. Like, so I just started watching TV probably 4 years ago. I just always listen to music.
Everybody talking about them shows and shit on.
Yeah, like even like some of, like it'd be classic movies. They'd be like, you ain't never seen such and such. Nah, they don't. I'd be like, I never really watched TV. I just always listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different time. I just seen a meme and it said going to bed in the 90s when there wasn't no cable or Wi-Fi or anything and the radio was just going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I totally understand.
Quiet storm, man.
Yeah, man. That's we'll never get that back. And I feel like we was outside a lot more.
We was.
You know what I mean? Like I can't remember, even though I know I've sat in the house and watched TV plenty of times, but I can't remember times like that. Like we was outside, man. My worst punishment is saying you can't go outside. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like my mama used to be like, I'm gonna take your TV out. You gotta pick one. He's like, take your TV out. Well, I'll be like, yeah, take my TV.
Yeah.
I'm going outside.
Nah, for sure.
I'm going outside.
I sure wish that BZ would have kept that battle rap going, because I feel like, man, y'all had it was so entertaining.
It was.
To and it's in your city, and like you could pull up and see these guys perform, because I feel like it gave out so much opportunity for people to even get into the culture.
It did.
You know what I mean? All we had was Smack until you see Dope 16 and you got Snotty, you got, you know what I'm saying? When Gunna came, it was like all these, you know, Hayes, you know what I mean? Kanye Raw, like And y'all had it sold up. Man, I wouldn't want to battle if I was up there.
Red dot headshot. Bang.
Damn, I'm married with me. Yeah.
One thing about the East End culture, no matter what we doing, if we playing tennis,
yeah,
the community is coming through. That's one thing.
Yeah, man, I'm here with me and my cousin.
Yeah, I guess one thing I will say.
Yeah.
Wow, well, you see the dirt ball, like,
yeah.
Of course, people come support, but mm-hmm. nobody comes support like Eddie East End.
Right. That's facts, though. Like, even back then at the parties.
Always. Like
man, you go to a party like at the Spectrum or the, oh, you know, the Gardens. Nigga, nah, for sure, bro. For sure, bro.
So,
you're right.
What was some of your inspiration? You say you listen to a lot of music. Like, some of your favorite artists, mm-hmm. maybe somebody you looked up to, like, growing up.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flirr. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check in. The link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flirr, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
So some of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I didn't really listen to, like, Down South music.
Mm-hmm.
My brother did. Like, so I didn't really, like, I ain't gonna say I didn't listen to, like, No Limit and stuff, because mm-hmm. I was in the house with my brother, so I heard it, but, like, I was always being more of a East Coast person, so.
Yeah.
Dipset.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like, it's my GOAT.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like Dipset,
mm-hmm.
Fabulous, Jada Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite rapper was Cameron.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
shout
like,
to Cameron.
It was, you know, like, uh-huh. so, yeah, you know, the DMX.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. I always listen to stuff like that.
I feel like that's our introduction besides Snoop now. It was mostly East Coast, because you know you had Snoop and Dre and all that, but you got to be a West Coast fan to know DJ Quick and stuff like that. So DMX and them was in our face, like especially when we went platinum twice in a year. Like I feel like that was the best time in rap. You know what I mean? 50 Cent. You know,
I was always a fan
especially
of East
Dipset.
Coast music, like
Dipset was a whole movement. But I'm gonna say something that might make you mad though.
I already know
where he is. I love Cam.
Mm-hmm.
I love his story.
I know where he
is. I love everything about Cam, but I just don't feel like he was. But maybe it was the time too. But I just feel like he was just like, man, I could do this, so I'm gonna do it how I want. Like he didn't really care that he, to me, he couldn't rap like that. But
you think Cam couldn't rap?
I don't know, man. I not can't rap, but it's like, man, what the fuck is he saying? It'd be like oodles and noodles. I'd be like bitches and poodles. So I was like. Hey, what?
Have y'all heard that freestyle he just did with the Luka jersey on?
Yeah, and he was like talking about your boy.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Now, I feel like as he got older.
Yeah, of course, he has a few lyrics where you be like, what the hell are you talking about? But
I feel like it was enough of him around him to know that he's the boss. You know what I mean? Like putting your nigga on that don't rap, Jim Jones. And he didn't really rap, but he was like, fuck it. Like, come on, man.
Jones got cold, though.
Oh, Jones was my favorite one out of all the niggas.
You could tell, like, I like
he was more serious.
I like his story just.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't a rapper, but he really
mm-hmm.
wanted to perfect his craft. And
facts.
Jones got cold.
Facts. But I can't lie though, that was a movement for me when they got Juelz.
Yeah.
Like you know, he's the young.
J.R. Ryder was my favorite.
J.R. Ryder was the shit.
Yeah, Hell Real.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I was definitely a Rockefeller fan. You know.
Nah, facts.
But I always knew that.
Yeah.
Jay Z's the GOAT. Like just his story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even still, like if you go back. And listen to his music, like what he is today.
Yeah.
He told you back then that he was gonna be this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
So like that's crazy to me. Like
yeah. I heard in an interview he said, everybody always asked me like what to do with they with no woo. He was like, man, I gave y'all the blueprint, I gave y'all everything.
And he did though.
To let you know.
If you really listen to his music,
yeah.
Like, he really did. So it amazes me.
That's
my big
what
brother
said.
Was like that. Like he was a whole fan.
Yeah.
Whole, like you know what I'm saying?
Couldn't Hoes do, like Jordan to me.
Ooh, that's a good.
I know y'all probably think LeBron's the best.
Nah, hell no.
We come from time. You know, some people get biased, but my thing is, the stuff you like. I don't put Kobe. I put Kobe over LeBron too, just because we've seen.
I feel like people.
They forget about COVID, that.
And that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Killer. I'm not going nowhere.
A killer.
And I'm a Celtic fan. Like,
that's crazy. I was too at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was too at one point. Yeah.
So why do you put, because, you know, ain't no right or wrong answer. Why do you put Jordan, you said you put Kobe over LeBron too. So why you put them over LeBron? Like, why would you?
Why would I? If I was starting a team?
Yeah. Why would you?
Why would I take them?
Yeah, like, why is it your GOAT? Like, why? Because that's a debate. It ain't a, you know.
It is a debate.
Yeah.
It's going to forever be a debate.
Yeah.
But me personally, I like killers.
Yeah.
And I ain't saying LeBron ain't a killer. He's a killer in his own way. But,
yeah.
Like, all right, so if I was taking Michael Jordan, they going to say, like, all right, so I got a little Brody. We always debate. He said LeBron can rebound, LeBron can pass, LeBron can do it. Jordan can just score. So I tell him, me personally, give me the killer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want a rebounder, I go get a Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I want a defensive player.
Yeah,
go get a Scottie Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
I want a 3-point shooter. I go get a Steve Kerr. But at some point, like when you chasing like the finals, at some point it's gonna come down to where you need a killer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just gonna come down to that.
Jaylen Brown has emerged as the killer.
It's gonna come down to that. So me personally, like, I'm gonna take it. Like, it's a clip on YouTube where I think it was a playoff game. It was last second. Jordan might have had two people on him. Scottie Pippen might have had one person on him. Scottie Pippen shot the ball. Jordan told him, I don't care what the circumstances is. I don't care what the snap people on me. Don't ever shoot that ball. You give that ball to me.
Yeah.
It's killer mentality.
It is.
I'm putting him on my team.
Facts. And then that's less you have to coach. If it's times running down.
I want to put him like it on my team.
Everybody know, get the fuck out the way.
Just what I want on my team.
You can't coach it. You can't coach that mentality. Yeah.
No, you can't.
I need it.
You can't.
And that was Kobe's mentality, too.
That's what I'm about to say.
He's a dog, too. I ain't taking like you the killer. Like,
facts. Like, you said in his own way.
But yeah, like, at the end of the day, he'll pass it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jordan, like, nah, Jordan gonna put it on me.
Yeah, Jordan taking that shot over two or three.
He don't care.
Uh-huh.
Kobe's my goat.
Kobe, too, though.
Kobe's my goat because it's the simple fact that the stuff you find out after, like, you know what I mean? Like, people used to call him an asshole and stuff like that, but he had a dude that used to play with him or whatever, and he had an interview. He was like, man, y'all don't understand. He said, I asked Kobe before, like, man, why you an asshole, man? Why you like that? Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, you won't know? And he was like, that spoke volumes to him that he even said, you really won't know why, bro?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
He said, because they come 10 minutes early to practice, then they leave as soon as this shit's over. You niggas ain't working on y'all game. Y'all here at practice because I got to be at practice. I'm staying 2-3 hours over.
And I'm 2-3 hours before.
So I'm not passing you the ball. I know what I know what I'm going to do with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right.
And let's keep it real. They said, he stole all his moves from Jordan. And on Muse, on that documentary, he was like, everybody say I stole moves and stuff like that. He was like, I'm a student of the game. If you look at my moves, I do every person I've ever seen that I like the move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the shooting right at the dribble, like,
yeah,
just straight up out the dribble. He got that from somebody that wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And he shoot better than me than all them niggas.
Kobe.
Kobe got four niggas on his going down.
Part of it, like, you want to be the best?
Yeah.
Like, who else I'm gonna model my game after? I'm model my game after who I think's the best.
You feel me?
Exactly.
And then I'm a Celtics fan, so I remember winning the championship and then going to school. Like, we're gonna be right back next year, coming into school the next year at Wagon. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna win it this year again.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe had the same team.
Kobe Bean.
No trades. I'm coming back in with the same niggas and Ryan Artest.
Yeah.
And you feel me? Now.
Because he's a killer. Kobe.
That's what I say.
So, okay, I need somebody else who can help me play perimeter D.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a Ryan Artest.
Yeah.
Yep.
That ain't going to back down.
Yeah.
But when you got Kobe and, you know, it's the same thing with LeBron, but I feel like it's more with those two. The coaching becomes so easy because, you know, when the time's going down, I know that he got attention to time, and I know that everybody on the team know to get the fuck out the way so he can do what he do. And that's why I like Luka. Like, you feel me? Luka.
He got that in him, too.
Oh, man. Get the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
And he plays like Paul Pierce to me. Like, I said it to my homie. He was like, nah, you just love Paul Pierce.
Because
Paul Pierce is my favorite player, but I just love how Paul play a fat man's game. Like, it's extra at his speed, but it's like, shit, it's going down. Buckets, 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 buckets. But
so, let me ask you this. You say you want to kill on your team, so who's the game's on the line, you need one shot. Who's the killer on your team? Who's taking that last shot?
I'm going to give it to David Sloan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's nice, man. I've seen him. Yeah. He just hit a game window down in suburbia. He's in Puerto Rico or something.
He's a killer.
Yeah. Certified.
But it's a few of them on my mom said. It's a few of them. I like Rhea Taylor. He got that kill in him. Yeah, it's a few of them. Like, it's a few. Yeah, that's what I look for.
Yeah.
But if I had to go to one, I'm going to give it to David Sloan, though.
Oh, he's coming back next week? Is he still on ice? Or this championship game?
He's like, chilling, man.
Okay.
He's chilling. Yeah. He's chilling.
Okay. You see, he's on ice, man. You'll see him when you see him, huh?
You'll see him if you need to see him.
Uh-huh.
Might not need to see him.
Nah, facts.
They definitely dubbed them niggas.
So what you got next with the music, man? What's to come? Because I feel like when you said, like, you didn't take it serious then, but I feel like now, like, nowadays you don't, it's not the, you know.
Actually, I'm going to tell you.
It's not, you don't have to be the youngest to
you don't,
do
so,
it.
So with that being said, I'm working on a project right now. Mm-hmm. I ain't got the title for, I kind of come up with that at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing with that being said, yeah, if you listen, if y'all listen to music, like, more real music is coming back.
Yeah,
like, you know, reality, for a while it been that wave of I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna slide, I'm gonna drill you, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna dump you, I'm gonna kill you, my fucking like, you know, it just been that way.
Yeah,
I mean, but I'm into music like that. Shit's fading away.
It is. You want to know why I think it's fading away too?
Yeah, like it's fading away. Like,
I think it's fading away because once it's easy. Like, you know, in our time, like, we had the Gucci's and the trap rap. It was good until anybody could do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's watered down.
Yeah.
I think the drill rap is dying because look who's getting a hold of it. You got UK.
Yeah.
Niggas from the UK.
Anybody.
And then New York really took it and they flipped it to a dance. And
they did.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? I feel like. Like, a lot of people don't like Boss Man D-Lo, but I said, man, it's been a while since we had a rapper that's trap. You know what I mean? Talking about getting some money, and he ain't talking about just being a J, just getting lit all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really, like, get money music. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and that's what I'm into, like, that type of music. It's coming back, though. Like,
yeah,
it really is. Like, more soulful music, you know?
I love that reality rap. Studios, things like that.
So who you listening to now? Like, who's in the deck, like... Like, who you listening to now? Like, you know.
Who I listen to when I just pulled up?
Yeah, right.
I was listening to Drake.
Hey, don't count. I didn't brought his So Far Gone, his first mixtape.
Yeah.
I didn't throw it back in the rotation.
I've been listening to Drake. I'm a Drake fan. I ain't going to lie to you. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm
a Drake fan, too. But when I'm also like, I like niggas like you and niggas in the city that and niggas like Starlito, like, and Boosie. Because if Boosie didn't write... you know, set it off. I'd be like, man, what?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Get into the I understand that.
But my wife, she hates it because she was like, but it's Drake, and you know, he's more of a pop star like Beyonce. Some shit's just for Drake, and I understand that. But when I heard he didn't write, he had the reference tracks on. If you're reading this, it's too late because that was my favorite Drake. Besides Nothing Was the Same. When I pull up on him, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, Mob Ties. They said Vory reference. That's like, come on, man. Like, to me, it just waters down the best rapper alive.
Yeah.
Okay, we can say best entertainer like Beyonce. We can say like Taylor Swift, like some shit is for them. I wrote this for you. This is for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But once you, I don't feel like we can say best rapper alive if you getting reference tracks for our favorite tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, R&B and shit like that, cool. You know what I mean? But if Hov didn't write, I'm feeling it. Man, whose story is this then? Because I believed you.
So, how you feel about the Drake beef? What's your stance on it? Did he lose it or did he, him and Kendrick? How did you?
Did he lose it?
Yeah. I think he did.
Hey, run for your life.
I kind of go back and forth with it.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I would give it to Kendrick because I liked it, his approach. I liked it, his strategy.
Yeah, he did it his way.
I like how he attacked. Feel me, I ain't really too much like the you ain't really black angle,
yeah,
because his daddy's a full blown nigga,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of,
yeah,
too much, but I guess he put it together. I ain't put it together, but
that's why I thought all of it was lame because even though I thought Drake's was kind of lame, because it's like, to me, Chris Brown won. If I see, if you say something and I got to either try to kill you or fight you, that's beef. Because what he said was fucked up. But I feel like anybody that come in Drake, it's the same shit. Pusha T, all of them, it's like, we know, like, he's from Canada.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so that's why I say I kind of go, I love Kendrick's approach. You know, I like this strategy as far as how he released his tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, are you going to drop? Okay, 20 minutes later, I'm going to drop, too.
Yeah, that was like, some serial killer shit. Well,
he did to Meek. Like, I was at work at one night when all this
And Meek's one of my favorite rappers, too.
Yeah, I fuck with Meek, man.
Especially at the time, I said, all right, Drake met his match. He done knocked off Common, all these. I said, but Meek is a battle nigga. He come from the street. He dropped charged up. I said, damn.
Oh, my God.
And then I waited 4 days. Nigga, where y'all at? Meek is like, you know what?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, oh, no. But ever since then, I can't fuck with Meek. It's just something like, I'm like, man, you ain't even.
You feel like he ain't defend himself enough.
You feel me? And we've seen you grow from a conqueror. What they say, a rose grow from the conqueror. We seen
Meek. He ain't really a lurking rapper, though. That wasn't really his forte. Like.
I mean, but he's a battle rapper. We first met Meek on YouTube battling niggas. You know what I mean?
That's kind of different.
Yeah.
But
especially when you're going up against Drake.
Yeah, you would think it would kind of. Yeah, it's kind of different.
Yeah, then I love Ross. I only love Ross because 50 couldn't demolish that nigga. Like, that's the only nigga 50 couldn't demolish.
Fuck with Ross. I feel like Ross got a little corny shit with the Drake shit. Yeah, he made me look at him like, come on.
My thing is, you should have jumped in it back then when he did Charged Up.
And then it's kind of like, you know, all your records that was on the charts.
Yeah.
And they Drake features.
Man, yeah. Drake got him his first number one.
A lot of niggas like, I didn't understand. I don't understand the beef anyway, because Future, bro, you try to sit back and put niggas on your track, and then Metro's beefing with him too. But it's like, bro, every time you drop something, you got a Drake.
Even Kendrick. What was that song Kendrick had?
Poetic Justice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's Drake.
Yeah, it was.
It's like Drake's a little different, man.
And he praised him for that. But like my brother said,
I think he got too big. Like, he just, Drake is that, even if he lose a battle, he can't lose. Yeah. Like, he's just that nigga, you know what I mean?
It's different when you're dealing with a nigga with a country. I don't need y'all.
That's the thing.
Even though I got the bit. And it's like this. If you get the bitches, Plies will never miss. It don't care what Plies drop. She is my rock. He can drop a song every 5 years and it's going to go, because women like him and street niggas liked what he did before. With Drake, it's like, I think Drake did enough. Jay Prince, you know, he was fucking with Jay Prince. Jay Prince is his OG.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he did enough for the street culture without having to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Really be in it. So it's like, it's hard to be the nigga that the women love. And, you know what I mean? The streets fuck with you. Because certain people ain't going to let up on Drake. They going to let you know Drake is the GOAT. Whoopty whoop numbers. You know, shit like that. So, and none of that lasts. Drake has been the most consistent, besides Chris Brown. You know what I mean? With the music, consistently.
Yeah, you can't deny it. I mean,
you know what I mean? No. I think Scorpion was one of my favorite albums, and
that's what I listened to.
Scorpion.
Really?
That's when he addressed everybody, and the nigga had Michael Jackson. How the fuck you get Mike on something we ain't never heard? Not a sample or nothing. It was something that we've never heard from Mike. You feel me? So, I think on that aspect, Drake wins every time because he's done it for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted to fit in so bad that when he got it, he ain't let up on nobody. You know?
I feel like Kendrick was waiting on this too, though.
Oh yeah, and Kendrick been calling them niggas out.
Yeah.
He did on BET Awards like 5 years ago. He's like Drake, J. Cole, all you niggas like step up, like trying to get niggas to step up their bars. But
mm-hmm.
I think the beef is also, I think that, like, even though we got love and respect for somebody, people that's around them all the time and can know who they are for real, I think that's why people like, feel like losing respect for him, maybe, like, for the shit. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And he's always on somebody's bitch, too, so. Like, you know, some
pocket. Taking my girl around him.
No, hell no.
So I'm going to speak on battles. Like, I remember using Dope 16. Like, what was your toughest battle? Like, what was your, who was your, like, you like, damn, like, it's.
I met my match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like me and Hayes had a great battle, because he was kind of a difficult person to prepare for, just because of
mm-hmm.
Hey, give it to you, pause. Hey.
No Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
is that the one where he was like, they said I was going to die tonight?
Yeah. I was supposed to die. If I would say Haze was my most difficult battle to prepare for, but really, I really just went up and did me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was more so my character.
Okay.
Because I'm really not I really wasn't considered a battle rapper. I let my neighborhood psych me up. Not really psych me up, but they was...
Put them cables on. You give you a little push.
Yeah, because my brother Piff, Kanye, they was already doing it.
Yeah, Piff, man.
I
seen Piff battle on at the waterfront.
And they started, you can't do it. It's not. I'm like, man, what's wrong with y'all? And I always been like a URL fan, because like I said, I've always been an East Coast type of person. I'm like, all right. So they psyched me up, and I did it, and it was crazy.
What was your first battle? Like, was you nervous, or was you?
No, I wasn't really nervous. I wasn't really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew I could do it. Yeah. Like, I was really, I wanted to see the looks on their face.
Yeah.
Because they thought I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you want to know something, though? I remember when you used to say hot shit and you would just smile, like.
Yeah, because I know, like, it was like, they thought it was more so like, they thought I couldn't do it. Like, you really can't do it. I was like, man, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah. Because
I know, you know, my character alone is going to demand the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, yeah, I did it. It was a nice turnout, you know. Like I said, because I used to go to the battles before I started battling.
Yeah.
Used to be, you know, 25. 30, 35 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Big Snot got up when he started doing it.
Yeah.
300, 400, 500, 600
Yeah.
Like, every time I'm on the court, it's crazy. Like, door wrapped around. So,
the first battle I ever seen besides on YouTube and URL and all that was Piff and Bam at the park or something. You know,
Piff's a lot.
He's his words together.
He's my goat. He's my, like, you know, logo. Yeah. You know, he's my.
Nah, me too. Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Bricks. I grew up with him. That's more of like a personal favorite, Bricks, but
Piff. Yeah, me and Bricks cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You battled him, didn't you?
It's my first battle.
It was your first battle, Bricks.
Mm-hmm. I had to handle him a little rough. man.
Yeah, Bricks was one of them dudes that I feel like
he's the pioneer, though.
Yeah. He really put on because he did a lot of like rap too, like outside of the battle rap. And I feel like he had a target on him. Like niggas was always trying to battle at him.
He's pioneer, you know, they say what they want to, but
yeah, no, that's facts though.
Legendary
facts.
Legendary.
I remember he first battled down was down in Lexington, UK's campus. Who did he battle? I forgot who he battled, but yeah, that's my first battle ever. Like
One of my favorite ones too was Gunna. When he did,
Gunna was tough.
When he said, I got bills, more bills. I wish he didn't fuck that up in a letter from Bam.
He
fucked that all the
way. Gunna was.
He said he gonna roll out that pocket, hit him with that eagle.
That was crazy.
His punchlines was next level.
Nah, it was. I ain't gonna lie, man. Y'all had me wanting to battle. I used to be at work.
Oh, Lord.
Do this shit. All the niggas at work like, man, you can. I'm like, drunk on the back of this motherfucking truck, putting tires on the truck. I'm like, say something else, young. And I'm like, trying to set him up, but. I feel like the culture, man, like, I don't know what happened with that, but I feel like we deserved that, you know, for the city, because I feel like it was always a good time when y'all did that.
The battlers messed that up.
Yeah.
Because it got to a point where, certain battlers started getting paid.
Yeah.
And then, like, every battler started, Let's just say I was getting 500.
Right.
And it got to a point where every battler felt like, I should get 500 too. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they gotta understand that it's business. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe the reason Snotty probably can get 500 is because it's 200 people coming in here.
Right.
If Snotty don't battle, 70 people in here. Like, that's everybody. So it just kind of. And then, you know, from BZ and EB stand, it didn't really make no sense on the end.
Right. It don't.
Yeah, it just really don't make no sense.
Was it a cash prize? Like, did you get the money up? Okay.
Yeah, you just, you know, like going to work.
Oh,
right. And so everybody started to feeling like, you know, they deserve it. And, you know, truthfully, no, not really, I didn't.
No.
They don't sell no tickets.
Right.
It just poured out.
Ain't no buzz.
Nah,
it's
fact.
Business. Like,
that's why they had the bring proof it back, ground think shit.
Could be, ever be brought back? Like,
I'm going to say no, but it's a small part of me that feel like maybe one day, like, the city kind of took a turn for the worst when it comes to certain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially holding events and shit like
that. Yeah, like, it just kind of not safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just, you know.
Especially with the type of talk.
And then the stuff that people going to say, like.
Yeah.
Facts. Especially
you ain't
them.
Heard too much. Like, you know, sometimes you might have heard, like, oh, fuck your mama.
Yeah.
Fuck your bitch or something like that. You ain't really heard, like, nothing. Like, now, I can see somebody now, like.
Yeah.
Oh, I was there when your brother got the head shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
disrespecting the dead.
Yeah, like, so, like, it'd just be crazy. Like,
so when that shit come about, like, disrespecting the dead ain't never been cool. They didn't pay their dues. Whatever they did on this earth.
Smoking Tuga. Yeah. When they.
I thought Tuga was some strong weed for the longest. I was smoking Tuga.
That's what. Yeah, not even knowing.
Yeah, not even knowing.
Thinking it was just.
Yeah. Bro, I got some Tuga, man. Woo, 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 woo. I didn't know Tuga was a person. I never really got into that drill.
Yeah.
Into Charleston White, you know, a couple years ago, like, y'all disrespecting this, you know what I mean? Like, so he brought it to my attention. I was like, damn, I was calling Tuga. You know, good weed. Yeah, I didn't know. No disrespect. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
I think it's when it came around, though. Like,
facts, though.
That Chicago wave.
That bred a lot of killers, too.
Yeah, I never cared for that. Like,
yeah.
Like, because you got to understand, like, I look at it like it's like, even if it says two guys, they got beef or whatever, and, you know, one of them killed the other, or how they go.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand, on the internet, it's people's mamas.
Yeah.
People, aunties, people's brothers and sisters, people
really love
them. Kids, like, and, you know, like, I'm a firm believer in karma to a certain extent. Like, playing with God, man.
No, real talk.
Like, I never cared for that, like, you know.
The only one I was into was Chief Keef. And then, like, everybody after Chief Keef, I was like, oh, shit, it's the same shit over and over.
Yeah, like, it's just.
But what kills me is the, like, I feel like every era have the, you know, trends and stuff you, like, you know, you might follow, you know what I mean? Like, how big? But, like, trends and stuff like that. But these new trends be crazy. Like, I feel like when Chief Keef dropped, like, killing was a trend now.
Yeah.
I feel like Solo is one of my favorite battle rappers.
Yeah.
And he was like, ain't nothing wrong with a little shooting as long as the right people get shot. That's an old school, like,
that's real
aspect, but that's the realest way you could put it, because there's going to be death. There's going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like this new generation is like, these young niggas don't even care about getting no money.
It's just the shock value of saying you killed somebody.
Yeah, like, that's worth $1 million to them nowadays. Like,
yeah.
It just baffles me, bro.
The internet gave the dusty shooter, a voice, platform.
And that's why the music turned to that.
Yeah.
For a while, like.
We always say about the club, like, growing up, you know, going to little teen parties and even the club after, you know, once you get a little older, you know what I'm saying? It was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was everybody dancing, everybody having a good time. It's fun. But you can't do it now because the music is not fun. And 100 niggas, I got a drop on a pussy nigga. You ain't dancing to that. You can't even freak niggas.
Way back dancing music, man. Way back niggas getting twerked out and
you feel me?
Niggas and they dancing groups.
Even though I wasn't even a dancer, but once certain dances came out, you couldn't deny it because it was, you know, you going down. I ain't gotta do nothing but going down. You feel me? You know, lean with it, rock with it. You know, yeah, gangsters did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's influence. We was influenced to have fun. That's why we was outside. We was influenced to be mobbed up, whether it's just a fight. You know what I'm saying? It's been so many niggas I seen get whooped. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's like...
I whoop a nigga nowadays.
Oh, man. It's the embarrassment. And it's... first of all, it's the embarrassment. Niggas don't like to be embarrassed no more.
And it's in the thing, too, though, with that. It ain't just... we was there, so we seen the embarrassment. Now it's...
Nigga, your mama, your girl done got whooped. She played it 10 times.
You see stuff on the internet, and it'd be like, you know, shootouts and stuff. I'd be like, how did you get your phone out?
Man, I always...
Right.
It might be because of our age, too. Just,
niggas...
Like, what? How did you capture
it? I never captured nothing good. Like, I'd be like, damn, that's... It's crazy.
Niggas start shooting. I'm ducking. I'm
pulling the phone out. It's crazy.
So
dang there.
What Charleston White says, he's like, if I get knocked out and I wake up and people got the phones out, I'm shooting the people with the phones.
Nah, for real though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you this. We was talking about clubs. Like, what club, switch it up a little bit, did you have like the most fun, the best memories in? Like past, present. Local. Well, mostly local, but you can get out of town club. But
it used to be a club. Actually, it's a recording studio right there now. 400. It used to be a club. It was called D&D when I was going to it, but it was called 537. My mama then was going to it.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Where was this at?
Right there on Preston and Oak.
Where we just came from? Where they do the
record studio now? It's called 400.
Where they do the raw shit? That's across the street.
Ah, okay, yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah.
It was in that area.
It used to be a club right there, and then probably anyway, it used to be called Billy's back then. But I think it ended up turning to Legends. I think it's H2O now, but hands down for real. Cold is probably one of the best clubs in Louisville. Just today. I'm just going to go ahead and keep it.
Yeah, that's a nice to go.
About it,
man.
Yeah.
You say Jim Porter. Jim Porter was a...
Yeah, so it was my area. Yeah, I would say Jim Porter would probably be my favorite, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's the beginning. Yeah, like, for sure. Like, yeah, Jim Porter was probably my favorite. I had the best time.
Phoenix Hill.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been to Phoenix.
I mean, on a Wednesday... The first time I went, it was an OG. He was like, man, you like going to Coles? I was like, hell yeah, I like going to Coles. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, legend. He was like, Phoenix Hill be popping. I'm like, man, when is Phoenix Hill? I'll be seeing people. He's like, Wednesdays. So one Wednesday, he was like, what's up, man? I got the drinks. What you doing, youngin'? I'm like, shit, let me call my girl. Straight from work. You feel me? I'm talking about dog. I'm like, dog, I ain't never been in a club like this. You go to another section, you got some country over here. Mm-hmm. Got a twerk session downstairs. You know.
You know, it was the same owner, Jim Porter's in Phoenix Hill.
For real?
The white lady.
Yeah.
So if you got banned from Phoenix Hill, you got banned from Jim Porter. You got banned from Phoenix Hill.
I know she got a pretty penny.
Oh my God. She
bought one of them in the city. You know what I mean? I know she cashed on that.
No, she did.
Oh man, it's a family thing right there.
Oh my Lord.
Yep. It's over with after that.
Oh my Lord.
But back to the music. What do you feel like you can do to, you know what I mean? Like you said, you don't want to be no star. You just like doing it. But to get your, you know, foot in the door, to even be a businessman, to be a, you know what I'm saying, an A&R, what do you feel like you need to do with your music and with your path to, you know, like step in that light? Because you can help a lot of people out too.
Just apply myself, like really taking the time to put myself in certain places. Because I got the ability to, for real. Like, really just applying myself. You know.
Do you see yourself, like, putting money behind, like, a young artist? Do you see any young artists with talent that you might, like, take a backseat to and let them, you know, be the...
There's a whole lot of, like, I ain't gonna lie, Louisville really got a lot of talent when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Just don't really be a whole lot of loyalty nowadays.
Facts.
Like, so I say that to say, because who's going through it? Maybe Boosie's going through it. Mm-hmm. Like, certain stuff. Okay, so let's just say you put money behind me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's just say I blow up, right? So now let's just say now I got the Interscopes and the blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah. Like, this, they trying to get me this. Like, so really, it's like, I don't need you no more. Like, it's a lot of it going on. Right. Yeah. That's the part I don't respect.
Yeah.
Because, like, no matter what, like, even if I be like, hey, man, look, I'm going to go over here and get this 40 million, but I'm going to give you 8 of it, 9 of it. Like, it's no more of it. And it's like, oh, I don't need you no more.
Right.
Oh, so...
Megan did that too. Megan.
A lot of artists do that. Like, and it's just like, just the lawyer. It's just loyalty. Like, it ain't really no whole lot of loyalty. And so, like, it's a few artists that I actually think about sometimes.
Where's the gratitude at? Because if I'm, like you say, if I ain't got nothing and person put me in a position to sign a $40 million.
You forever in my favor.
$5 million.
Yeah, you know. Forever in my favor. Right.
Nick, do what you want.
Forever in my favor.
Real talk.
You want to know what it is?
I think it's the stardom. It's what you're doing it for. Some people is, like you said, you ain't in it for that. For right. So it's like somebody throw you $40 million and your partner help you get there. Rather you my manager again or not, you're right. Gonna always be with me.
Every day I sign.
Yeah. You're gonna be right there. You know what I'm saying? Because the simple fact is you helped me get here. But you gotta think about them people that Diddy got. He got them people, like I always say, I don't think he ain't drugging people and hey, look, I can get you at the Grammys, I can do this and that for you. I'll fuck whoever I'm fucking with. I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Mm.
That's where that comes in. Cause if you do anything for some money, you'll do anything for some money. You know what I'm saying? That's where I think
keep
it comes
it back
in.
That's the culture. Back those, slime, all that goofy ass.
Cause I'm the type of person, like you said, if I get on and we get 40 mil, I give you some. And then if it shit don't work out, we can walk away. Shit, we rich. We ain't got to deal with no industry flukes. We ain't got to, because at the end of the day, a lot of people see what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. Not just the artist, but the who's bringing it. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
That's who's going to influence them. That's who's going to tell them no to the shit we want them to say yes to.
Mm-hmm.
Like your boy Drake from the Disney shit. They got his daddy out the picture. You know what I'm saying? His daddy and his mama wasn't together, so it was easy to be like, look, the dad is fucking this up for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Daddy went out of the picture.
Oh, man.
It's just like, I ain't going to say if, when we blow big, and I don't know, if I say revolt, I don't know, BET come to, man, I got a podcast contract from y'all. Mm-hmm. Whoop. Man, I'm forever. His, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Here's a nice 30% for you. You know what I'm saying?
It's supposed to be.
Right, you know, because... He's a wizard, man. Shout out to B. Haywood, man. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. We on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Big and Lazy. If you Google Big and Lazy, we on everything. We on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, everywhere. Shout out to Confirm Media. Follow them. B. Haywood on Facebook. But to switch the subject a little bit, I remember you bought out, what's it?
Exclusive shout out,
exclusive.
Shout out exclusively. Yeah.
So what was? Could you walk us through that? Like, what was you feeling through that? Like, what was?
He said, "What was I feeling?"
Yeah, like you know, that was major right there. Was it?
Well, I always said I wanted to do something just something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And like it wasn't planned or nothing. It was just I was sitting in there because it was you know my friends and I.
Yeah.
I was just sitting in there and I had wouldn't laugh, like just regular laughing. Like, are you exclusive? And they was like, I'm right. Well, somebody was like, I'm ready to come through and buy me an outfit. I'm like, all right, come on through.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else was like, well, I'm ready to come too. I'm like, come on through.
Yeah.
And that's really how it just turned out. Like, it just went crazy. Like,
you're right.
It just went crazy, so.
But it seems so like you always got a lot of support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do.
So was the store empty when it was over? Was it... You know, wasn't nothing but with the racks or like, what was it?
Yeah, it was empty. It was basically empty.
Like, oh, okay.
That's major.
That's just something crazy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you ain't got to
put that out
phone.
There. You ain't got to if you don't want to.
I mean, yeah, I spent like $82,000 that night.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
That's tax write-off, man. That's
it. Yeah, I just did it for the love.
For the love.
Yeah,
that's real nigga shit. Get my ding or something, B.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
you know,
got a little tag, yeah.
Yeah, I just did it for the love, like, you know. Yeah.
Not the recognition or nothing, because
I wasn't looking for that.
Yeah.
Some it's what God told me to do, it's what I did.
Yeah, and when you do shit from the heart and not looking for a kickback, like, if I do this, I'm going to get this back.
Yeah.
I mean, you be blessed for 10 times, man. That shit's going to come back tenfold.
That's why we blessed with the pod, because, like you said in the beginning, like, we ain't doing it for money.
Yeah.
Doing it because, like, Bruh said something, he's like, what you say, Cube said, if you ain't doing it for 5 years without getting paid, you ain't don't even look for no money.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, we all, like, came together. So when people were like, man, you ain't checking your stats and getting paid, like, I don't give a fuck. If you ain't talking about an M, we don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? We grinding. Anything that comes in, put it towards the pie, put it towards the rent, put it towards the more lights, more audio, better audio, because that's the key.
Yeah.
There's your consistency and shit like that. But I hate going into shit with people that's, we ready to get paid. I'm like, automatic, like, man.
You already you understand it. They don't understand the grind.
Yeah. It's definitely
like,
a grind.
It's a grind. It don't matter what it is. Yeah. Like, everything's a grind. Like,
thanks.
Everything's a grind.
So let me ask you this. We always ask every artist this. If we, you know, I ain't gonna say a life depending on it, but you know, to save the earth, to get us, give us a number one hit, a good hit, you got a blank check. You can get any producer or any artist. So give me one producer and one artist to give us a, damn, man, this is gonna be remembered in 50, you know what I mean? Any dead or alive, don't shut the door. Dead or alive, past, present, local, you know, anywhere. Oh, he's thinking, man. He's cooking something up.
You said to save the earth. This is serious.
Yeah. the niggas from Space Jam. Listen, the Martians. The Martians is coming to take our talent, man. Yeah, so.
This is crazy, man.
I will put him on the spot.
Say get you a producer.
Yeah.
And a feature.
I want to say somebody said Michael Jackson and Harry Fry. I'm like, that'd be different. Like,
so I'm going to give you a producer and I'm going to give you an artist.
Yep.
That's basically what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Featuring 86 Knot, man.
So I'm going to probably go Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's a first.
I think it is too. Dr. Dre. How is that a first? And we've been doing this for a year.
I'm going to probably go Dr. Dre. And then, man, I'm a go Drake, man. I gotta go Drake.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dr. Drake.
We heard Drake a couple of times. Yeah.
It'd be crazy. Just imagine.
Go crazy,
just,
though.
Just imagine the Drake. Just imagine the Drake doing what he do. That's just what I would.
And you to the moon.
Yeah, to the moon. That's two machines behind you. That's the Interscope.
And the world depending on that's who I got to roll with.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go with a feature. I want young Anita Baker.
Mm.
A hook or something.
Yeah.
I mean, she just, her voice is just crazy. Put on my heart.
Yeah.
I love you, baby.
Give me a.
You know what I'm saying? Something silly.
Alchemist. That'd be the track. I love his. Because he be, you know, I may want him in a.
Yeah.
Because I've been listening to them. Them Griselda niggas, Conway the Machine.
Oh, yeah, I fuck with them.
Oh, my God. They be
crazy.
Yeah, man.
I had a young nigga in the shop say, man, this is stupid, man. I'm like, bro, who's your favorite rapper? NBA Youngboy, man. The greatest ever. I'm like, look, I ain't taking away from NBA. I said, but this is just really rap.
Sound like somebody I know. One of my, he gonna see this. He gonna laugh. Lord, I can't tell him NBA Youngboy had to go.
Oh, man. But I get it, though, because I used to didn't. When rappers come out and people like him and the, you know what I'm saying, like Future. I love Future, but when people be like, he's the GOAT, I'm like, man, like he gets away with a lot of just good melodies and shit like that. But I had to understand, like 21 Savage said, you can't tell them that, and people in Atlanta, that Future ain't bigger than Drake and Jay-Z because to them he is. You feel me? You got to think, but these young niggas, it's like they don't own a Apple Music. They don't pay for Spotify.
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube. Wake up in the morning, roll a wood.
YouTube.
Young boy. Name straight.
You feel me? The young boy's talented, though.
Yeah, he is.
Talented.
I feel like, but see me, you said the niggas from East Coast. When I was young, it was very much niggas from East Coast. When I hit like a teenager, I feel like all the best rappers to me come out of Louisiana. Wayne Gates. You know what I mean? It's a lot of them niggas.
Big Gates,
like,
man.
You know,
me too.
Me too. I fuck with Gates. To me, that's the last 10 years.
Gates would probably be my favorite.
Let's go back to By Any Means. I feel like that nigga, like,
yeah.
Starlito, Gates,
that little
Brock
Boosie. Was nasty.
Oh, man, all of them.
That made me start eating pussy. I asked him, I was about 20, 25.
I'm taking pride in it. Let me say
I ain't lying. Yeah, I took pride in it when Wayne was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, was on
middle school, high school. I'm like, man, shit, you ain't no pussy monster. You ain't getting no.
I was about taking pride in it out the gate.
Gates is like,
he ain't. Gates had me thinking, though. Like, I'm like, he got songs talking about running trains on his bitch with his nigga. I'm like, man, that nigga's too. But, like, I always say, they be like, man, Gates is weird. I'm like, man, all them Louisiana niggas is different, dog. Boosie, Webby, all them niggas is different. Like,
man.
All them niggas say some shit, be like, what? But then at the same time, you're like, I get it, but like, my nigga, you wild for that.
Yeah.
NBA Youngboy, too. I feel like that's what we got from the pot of Louisiana. Soldier Slim, Juvenile.
All of them.
BG, Gates, Wayne, all of it is NBA Youngboy. You know what I mean? And it's just what you get from the times. That's what I had to understand, too, about rap. It's kind of like basketball. Yeah, we love the greats, but these new niggas is... Gilbert Arenas say you can't fuck with a lot of these new niggas because you couldn't guard type A. Right. How you gonna guard type? You know. So.
So who was the who would you say is the most famous person that you recorded with? Like who was the like that got the most, you know, the biggest buzz? Like you made a cut with.
I would have to say ESTG. Like I actually did a song with him.
So. Yeah. Okay.
That's legendary.
Shout out to EST, man.
Yeah. Feel like you had something with Boosie, but a lot of us.
I never really did a whole lot of bunch. Yeah, I ain't really did a never did a whole lot of features too, because that's a tricky game too. Like,
yeah.
So let's say you're an artist. Let's say you the label. Let's say you come to a concert here. All right. Let's say you want 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, I'll give you 20,000. We record a song. Because I've seen this happen to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just start marketing and promoing because guess what I got to do?
Clear that label.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it might be another 20, 30, 40,000. You never know. So there's a lot of people don't understand that and they lose out on 20,000 that they gave you. I mean, that'd be a lot of...
They might not even clear it.
And so I ain't gonna just throw my money away like that.
Right.
So I feel like I ain't never really just ran into, like... And I get this business. Sometimes it's always middleman.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to talking about $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, I ain't really trying to deal with the middleman.
Right.
That's just... So it's
kind of
if the reward really worked the risk, I mean, I don't really know. So some people it may be, and they might take a risk, and it might have worked out for them.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people...
Just throw their money away.
Throw money in a wild hog's ass, what my granny used to say.
Yeah.
Throw your money in a wild hog's ass.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. That's what dude was saying at the shop, though, about the... He did a track with Finesse 2 times before he got locked up back in the day, and then, like... like a label didn't clear it, even though he's telling them, like, y'all good, promoter, whatever, however y'all want to do it, I'm paid.
Don't work
like the label was like, nigga, no.
Yeah, that's when you put it out on you, they don't flag your shit.
Yeah, take your shit right down.
That's true. There'll be a lot of it going on, but that's something I plan on doing, like, in the future, like, coming up. Like, I've been trying to, I got a few little things working.
Okay.
Got a few little things working, man.
Let me ask you this before I get here, because I seen, you grew up in Clarksdale, Shepherd Square. Did you cry when the project came down? Like, how'd you feel, like, when they came down? Because I seen a... I'm gonna tell you a little story. I used to work for a liquor company in Reno, Liquor City. So she's sitting on the curb and I'm, you know, just rolling my shit in and she's boo-hooing, crying. I'm thinking her granny died. Mm-hmm. She maybe got an AIDS died. She's crying. So I'm walking past. So I'm like, what's wrong with you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, nah. I'm like, well, what's wrong? She said, they turned the projects down. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I said, damn. I said, well, they gave me a voucher, but that's all I know. I'm 26, and I've been to projects my whole life. I don't know, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. And I had a property at the time, so I took, here's my number. But, nigga, she was boo-hooing, like, it was over. Like, so, like, how was that, like,
It was a lot of sadness for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was sad,
like,
too.
Because, like she said, you get accustomed to, it's family.
Yeah.
You know? It's always somewhere you can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's always somewhere you can get something to eat. It's always everything. Like, so, you know, like, especially if it's all you know, like,
thanks.
Make you nervous when they turn it down. And,
right.
But, you know, honestly, there's some crazy stuff. Like, when they did start it, because they tore Clarksdale down first.
Yeah.
So, mostly... A lot of the Clarksdale residents came over to Shepherd Square.
Yeah.
And they tore Shepherd Square down. And then when they started moving people all around, like, the city kind of got bad.
It did.
Really did. When you sit and think about it, like, it really got bad. So, yeah, so. Like, yeah, so I'm from Clarksdale. But I was always able to bounce back and forth between the Clarksdale side and Shepherd Square side because my dad's side's from the Shepherd Square side and my mom's side's from the Clarksdale side. So,
was it ever a beef with them? Like, was it ever? I'm not from upper.
It used to be they used to say, you know, stay on your side type of thing.
Yeah.
I was always able to go back and forth, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
My mama's side over here, my daddy's side over here. So,
yeah.
I didn't live in Shepherd Square, but I grew up in Shepherd Square. My cousin Lachelle and Quita, they lived up there, and I played for PCC. We used to get dropped off at PCC.
Yeah.
He used to ride the activity bus. Like, that's how my daddy was, because he grew up, my stepdaddy grew up down there, so he was like, man, y'all going to the hood. Y'all going to get some unity about y'all.
Yeah, so what I said, like, when they toured the project, when they, like, the city, they started moving everybody, the city kind of got a little wild.
Yeah, it did, though, because everybody got to move to each other's hoods.
Yeah.
Got a little wild.
You think they ever going to tear Park Hill down? I think.
Yeah.
It's coming. Sooner or later.
That's the middle of the city, too. People don't understand how...
That's prime real estate, for real. Yeah. Louisville been trying to get them for the longest time.
They about to turn down, though.
Next damn, year. Boy, that's going to be crazy, though. Because
I'm sure that they about to turn
It's down. Coming, ain't it? Yeah. But it was good talking to you, man. That's one of the dopest episodes we didn't have.
Yeah. I appreciate you taking time out to come and chill with us, man, because we get a lot of people canceled, man. But it's like, I feel like the name, the big names, and the real special guests, they show. So it's like, I feel like
I see
the value, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I respect it.
Yeah.
Two black men, like, you know.
And it'd be like I ain't gonna say nobody's more important, but people with less motion or less notoriety, they just get Hollywood. I don't know, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
It happens. But we got a couple of questions before we get out of here. Ask you, if you can see anybody on here, you know, if you enjoyed yourself, hey, man, you'll be a good fit on, go holler at my homies, Lazy, you know, and Big, who would it be? But you got to be able to make that call or, you know, set us up, you know, throw the hoop for it.
It could be anybody.
Anybody.
But it's a guy that they coached the Park Hill Dirtbo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who got Big P. I'm kidding. Okay. I'm gonna tell him come on here too.
Yeah.
He gonna talk his shit too.
And
he's a great guy. He's a pillar for his community. Mm-hmm. You know.
We had Team One on here a while back.
Same type of vibe as me. Mm-hmm. Same type of vibe as me.
Okay. So we're going to look forward to that. And one more. It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. You got to give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something, you know, to plop on the couch and watch.
So you eat something good to eat?
Yeah.
Like a restaurant? I just like a restaurant.
Some restaurant, you know, so we can pull up and...
Well, turn us on if you cook, you know.
Yeah.
Whip up or something.
All right, I can't go. let me think. What's a good place I can pull up? Good place I can pull up and eat, man.
I finally had Joe's for the first time, like, a couple weeks ago. Nice old cold cut. I always see people up there, you know. I was in the area and got me a sandwich.
When I was in Indianapolis, we ate Dave's.
Yeah, matter of fact, I ain't never ate chicken flavor. Y'all know Aspen?
Yep, Ridge's little sister, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got to try that. And Taco Rico.
And we got to get Ridge on here, too. We had him on here, but you know, he's a man of many hats. You know, we got to get him on here.
Yeah. And you say something lazy to...
Something to watch, besides this podcast.
Power?
Yeah.
Which one? I was never big on Power, bro. Like, I just...
Yeah, me neither until COVID.
Until COVID hit.
Facts, though.
When I started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you something else to watch because I know you'll fuck with it if you ain't watched it. Breaking Bad.
Somebody else told me that.
Yeah, that's what got me. That's what introduced me into series.
Like,
I hadn't watched no series.
I really don't watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I asked somebody, like, give me something good, and they said Breaking Bad.
Yeah, because it introduced me to series. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
It was probably like a 2 years since it had even been on. It was done.
Yeah.
And we watched it. Me and my wife watched it every day until that shit was done. I'm talking about. You need to hurry up and get home. I'm ready to watch the food's done. You know what I'm saying? But then after that, the first Power was in like three seasons before I was at the flea market.
And, yeah, I was way behind. Like, I was like, so COVID. That's when I started watching it. Like,
and I never watched Tariq because they killed out Ghost.
Yeah, so you ain't never watched it still?
Nah, they said it was good, though. When they kicked off Ghost, I didn't watch Tommy's. I watched a little bit of Raising Kanan because I fuck with 50.
See, I ain't never watched Raising Kanan.
Yeah. Raising Kanan, it was good, but it's just like, it's kind of like dry. Like, you expect for 50 to be so
you
like.
You watched Tariq?
Nah, I ain't watched Tariq yet, but I want to, but I'm also.
I'm going to start with Tariq.
I hate when motherfuckers give it away, like being on the internet or anything, so I hate that aspect of it.
Well, if you liked it, Tommy and Ghost,
yeah,
you're going to love Tariq and Break.
That's what they said.
I'm gonna go.
That's what they said. Everybody, every time I say it, they be like, "What?
Yeah. You crazy? You gotta watch that, man."
You ever seen The Wire?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Wire.
Because Wire was my favorite show of all time, but nigga turned me on to Breaking Bad, and Breaking Bad might be the best.
I'm gonna go Breaking Bad solid. Tonight.
Yeah. Breaking Bad was the shit.
The first season's kind of slow, but that shit, he got a little bit of everything in there.
You got to get past the first season. Like my mom said, she said, I'm glad you told me that, because it's really introduction into his life, and really you just gotta see how frustrated he's getting. You could be the same frustrated, like, damn, this nigga's going through this, and y'all was asking about this shit or doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm gonna start that tonight.
Yeah.
I am. I'm gonna start that tonight.
Sure.
Start that tonight.
That's a bet, man. Appreciate you stopping by, and we gonna end it just like that.
Just like that.
That's a bet.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Break bread with my niggas, stack his paper. I vow to never trust no niggas traitors. I vow a nigga trap me, I send his ass to his maker. I vow to stay down and I catch him bitches later. I told that hoe I'm bossing up, I'm sounding different. I just sat and went bossing, I brought my glizzy. He told me grab a brick and flock and shut down the city. I told that bitch she stay down with me, by ass and titty. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.